have no idea what just happened.
Yeah, well, we have some technical difficulties with the app. So we're going to try this one more time. And for those of you who are listening to this, we tried this before, and it just cut out in the middle of the beginning of the podcast. So this is the second draft of this podcast. So once again, welcome to Christmas version. I am Larry Merchant. This is my special guest host, Nikki Jackson. I don't know if you wanted me to say your whole name, yeah. But it's out there now. Too late.
Pretty much said it. Everyone knows my name right now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, but you might get fans. You might get people that follow you. This might be a regular thing now. Like, you host the show with me, and then we both have fans and stuff. You never know. But our first discussion was going to be about, or our first topic of discussion was going to be about dating with kids. Like, dating in this society, this day and age, while you have kids from someone else. So I'm going to have to ask you to repeat what you said earlier. What is it like to date today with kids? Or with a kid? You only got one.
Yeah. Well, dating with kids is crazy in general, mainly because you have to deal with another person that doesn't know your life already. I don't know. With me, it's a juggle, mainly because I don't know how people automatically introduce their kids, one, because I would keep my child not a secret, but you don't need to know that I have a child until I know you on a personal level, honestly.
Right.
So it's pretty much a joke.
I know. Pretty much, it depends on the person and the children. This is one of those situations where it's like, to each his own. I've dated women before where I didn't meet the kids for like 3 months while we was dating. I know some women, I've dated some women where I met the kids the first night.
Nah. Oh no.
So I don't know. Like, it's crazy though, because it's pretty much, correct me if I'm wrong, but amongst women, it's pretty much agreed upon that it's a difficult thing dating when you have kids already. Because you got guys who are stupid, like the one friend of mine who I told you about who was dating this girl, and he was complaining about her not spending enough time with him. And when you ask him why, he says it's because she always spending time with her kids. And then you got other guys who just don't want to date a woman with kids, period.
I'm just saying, dumb is all the way on both sides. It is a mutual thing, because you have females who have kids and start dating and automatically think, oh, if you paying for my meal, you're paying for my kid's meal. And that's not how shit works. This is not how the world works.
Yeah.
And then you have people like me who, like, I don't go outside. I don't like going outside. I like my indoors. I like being at home. I go to work.
That first phrase is what got me. I don't go outside. I just stay in the house all the time. I am a hermit.
Yep. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So with you trying to, like, even my ex, like the one I dated a year ago, he had kids. So I was okay with him meeting my child, because what we would do is we would have playdates. But we wouldn't show like affection, right, and stuff. Like, it wouldn't be all like lovey-dovey stuff. It'll be like, oh, we're sitting, we're talking, and they're at a park and we're just watching them. But
you keep an eye on
him. Yeah, I'm just keeping an eye on him. It'll be like a playdate. He wanted to go to dates all the time, and I was just, this takes a lot of energy out of me. I work a lot. I can't go on dates all the time, not just because of my kid, because of me. I do a lot. I do a lot. I like being in my bed. What? So you're taking away from the time I have to relax, to try to put an energy of being pretty and dressing up and doing, and like, I mean, some females can do that and they love to do that and they strive to do that. I'm just not that female. I'm just not that
female. Sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Nah, leggings.
What's wrong with it?
Leggings and t-shirt.
Oh, okay, all right. Being a guy, like I said, I'm not the same as most guys. As long as we have a good connection, I don't have a problem with a woman having kids. The one thing I don't want, and I'm pretty sure this is agreed upon worldwide, I don't want to have to deal with the kid's father being an asshole. I don't want to have to deal with that. If I deal with it, that means I'm pretty much planning on marrying you. If I sit around and deal with it,
yeah, I don't even think I want to. I don't want to deal with no baby mamas, because most females I know in my past experience, normally when they have one, they have multiple with guys. Just saying, they have multiple. So if it's not just one baby mama you have to worry about, you have to worry about two or three. Yeah. And they're not friends. No, I have not yet. Well, let me not lie. I have met like one baby mama, but it's not, I wasn't someone that I was like messing with. It just happened to be someone I grew up with that happened to be a baby mama, that happened to be that guy's baby mama. But I have yet met a guy where I could just make friends with the child's mom. Like, they are always sassy, they always stuck up, they always think that they own this said person even though they're not together. Like, and I'd be like, there's like five of you, why do you all claim this one dude that clearly can't keep it together? You all are claiming this.
It's
like, I'm just saying, like, in these cases, it'd be like four or five baby mamas that want to be like, oh, you trying to be my son's new mom or whatever. No, I'm being a decent human being. Get the fuck out of my face. Like, I'm not gonna spit on your child's face. If we're going to a park, of course I'm gonna make sure he doesn't fall off the swing. I'm that person.
Yeah.
But no.
To be fair though, and to play devil's advocate, there are some women out there who do shit like that. Like, there are some women out there who they may have kids, and then the guy that they're dating may have kids, and they treat their own kids better than kids when they're older. It happens.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but most cases, like, even with, I would say even with siblings, people are so prone to think the opposite before they think positive. Like, some people are automatically thinking negative before they even meet the person, before people are even associated with the said person, because even in that situation, the kids already met the, like, if I was the baby mom and I'm finally meeting my baby daddy's girlfriend, most likely she already met the kids. They already had like some holiday, they already had dinners, they already had play dates. The kids already know them. The kids either A, like her, or B, don't fuck with her. So me meeting her automatically, and I haven't heard any bad news nor good news, anything crazy about his girlfriend, I'm not gonna automatically go like, this hoe, this heifer, nah, you trying to be replace me. First of all, skirt, no one's trying to take your skirt, nobody trying
to. You are not telling nobody to skirt. Why they standing there angry with you?
I would dead be in someone's face. A skirt with two hands. Got a skirt with my own hand. A skirt right in their face. No.
This is the part of the show where I ask you to tell everybody where you are from.
If you don't.
Go ahead and do that,
if
please.
You don't know, I'm dead ass from New York. On
dead ass. She is. I just so everybody
these
knows.
These are facts.
Just so everybody knows, she is contractually obligated to say dead ass from New York. She can't just say She can't just say I'm from New York. She has to say I'm dead ass from New York. And she gotta have Timberland boots on when she say it. And a New York.
I don't even own a pair of Timbs, bruh.
They. Oh, she can't call them Timberland. She gotta call them Tim.
Cause no one calls the Timberland. You just said Timbs. First of all, like I was saying, I'm not obligated to say that at all. I just happen to willingly say it. It is something I happen to say, just like facts. I don't know. I say that way too often.
Yeah.
But like I'm saying, I would dead skirt. I would skirt. So literally, a skirt, skirt. Cardi B up here. A skirt right in their face talking about like I don't know any, because that's the funny thing, because the guys do the same thing. They automatically date, like if they date a female, their first assumption, I don't know, with my experience, their first assumption is that I think that I'm looking for a daddy figure. Like I'm out here in the dating scene trying to look for a father for my son. No, nigga. Bro, it's called dating. It's dating. Let me get to know you. I don't know you. You're not meeting my child. No.
Like, I was going to say that too. Like, I don't know what it is about people. Especially, like, I don't know. Like, especially black people. I hate to bring the race part into it, but it's true. Especially black people. I don't know what it is about black folks. But when you... When we get somebody, when somebody gets pregnant, we have a baby with somebody, and then we split up, we instantly become assholes. it's automatic. It's like something goes off, and then, all right, it's time to be an asshole now. Let me go on and get ready. And because I got a few homeboys who, I've heard them on the phone with their baby mama, and they be talking to them. You better have no niggas around my son. Like guys do things to me in my mind. Guys do things that don't make no sense sometimes.
Ever.
They don't ever. Make no sense. What you want her to do, bro? What do you want her to do? You want her to never date ever again in life?
Nope. Exactly what they thinking. No. I could fuck every hoe that I meet. But you have to be in a corner under a rock for the rest of your life.
I'm gonna post the link to this on Facebook, and I guarantee you there's gonna be some guys in the comments like, no, I don't want her to date nobody. Absolutely not. You are right. I don't want her to date nobody.
Those are facts. Even with my baby father, because no one really knows the story of my baby father. But we were dating for like, what, 2 years? We were in a relationship for 2 years. I don't know why I said dating, but we were in a relationship for 2 years. And lo and behold, I get pregnant and I have a baby and all that. And I come find out that he's bisexual. Skirt, skirt.
Ooh, hold on. I wouldn't sit down. Hold on.
It was. Yeah. One, you didn't, 2 years? 2 years, and I find out after 2 years. It would, like, it's a different, no.
I guess you're trying to be sure.
No, because that means that, A, one, you were curious, or two, you're cheating. Not only with a female, with a guy. Not only with a guy. Like, I'm going to be cool with that. So he told me that, and me being, you know, a responsible adult, I flip my shit.
That's why, I'm sorry. That's like the post-credit scene of a Marvel movie. Like, the whole movie is in 2 years, and in the end, it's like, oh, he cheating on you with a guy.
No. And Heaven, what was it? Heaven was 2 months old when I found out. And I was just like, yeah, I can't do this. I was like, I can't do this. I can't be in a relationship with you. Because I feel like I've been, like, lied to. Betrayed. So I was like, I can't do this. We could probably be friends. And he told me, this is his words. He told me, if we're not together, then he's not going to be in my daughter's life. And I said, deuces. She'll be good. She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
And, that's cold-blooded, man.
And she's a spoiled brat, and she gets everything she wants. And, yep, she good. She good, we good.
See, that's not one of the things that don't make no sense. Because it's like, I believe he wanted to, well, I don't know, he probably, it sounded like he followed through with that promise, but I believe he wanted to stay with you, and he used that to try to get you, like, okay, well, I don't want you to do that. He probably thought you were going to back off or something. It's like, why? Like, people don't understand the kids suffer when you do stuff like that. Like, you're not hurting.
Yeah, I completely changed. I feel like, because before, I was, like, a meek. I was one of those freaking, what is it? I was very obedient. I was, like, an obedient pup. So, anything you told me to do, I was very obedient, and I was pretty much like one of those females in an abusive relationship. No matter what he did, no matter how many times he lied to you, blah, 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 that stuff. He didn't do anything crazy. Like, I haven't seen him do anything crazy. But since I had my daughter, it was just like all attention went south from me because I didn't really care about myself. It was more like relationship, what he needs.
Right.
Because this is my mindset was, I'm a woman, I should provide for man. That was my thinking back then. This is like 17. I was 17. But that's what my thinking was. But I had my daughter and I was like, whoa, she needs things. I have to worry about her. I got to make money. I got to make sure she goes to a good school. I got to make sure this, that, and the fourth. And he was the type of person that would try to, I don't know, like guilt trip me and stuff. And make it seem like, put the blame game on me, like, oh, this is my fault, or you should be better, you can't leave me because this, that, and the fourth. And I was like, you're funny. You're funny. I drop people in a second. And that's the one thing I could say I could do to this day is drop people in 2 seconds. I cut my mom off. That's how deep it goes. I completely was just like, yep, no, that's not happening.
Mm-mm. Damn.
Yep.
Yeah. So
I'm going at.
So I'm gonna give y'all my perspective from the other side as a guy, and then as a guy with no kids. Number one, it is like I'm still out there dating. You know what I'm saying? Not a whole lot, but a little bit.
Yeah.
And. Women, I have met women, and I have told them, like, when you're a guy, you meet women for the first time, the question always come up, you know, do you have kids? Sometimes they don't even ask me, do I have kids? Sometimes it's just, how many do you have? Because it's just automatically, he got some.
That's the honest question to ask the guy. How many kids do you have? Because the guy would.
I'm not saying they wrong for asking that. I'm not saying they wrong for asking that. I'm just saying it's gotten to that point because there's so many people out there with kids. But I tell them, like, no, I don't have any kids. And it's always a surprise. I found out, like, what, 5 or 6 years ago? Maybe even 7 years ago? Like, that's a surprise for somebody of my age to not have any kids yet.
Baby, it's like, oh. He don't got a baby mama. He's a keeper. I see.
Yeah. So, but then when you date somebody with kids, and this is another thing I don't think a lot of guys realize, there's a lot of responsibility on your shoulders. Once you get in there and y'all dating and you meet the kids and stuff, you spend time with them and stuff, it's a lot of responsibility. You can't just be an asshole around the kids, especially if they're young, because they see that. And then they start being assholes.
Or they tell mommy, and mommy beats your ass.
Yeah.
Because I'm that
person. Because you influence them. And I'm kind of starting to see it now because one of my ex-girlfriends, her son, went to the military not too long ago. And I would like to think he went at least partly because I went. Because he met me, he was older. He was like like 12 or 13 when I was dating his mom, and he just recently went to the army, and I would like to think I had some kind of influence in that. But you know, one of his uncles had been in the military well before I was in, and then you know, you got ROTC in high school when she was in. That could have been an influencer too, but you don't, like, you have some influence with some of your kids, especially if they like you and they cool with you and they like being around you when you dating the person. So a lot of guys don't realize that. But there are so many guys out there that just, what intrigues me is there's a pocket of guys out there. I don't even call it a pocket. It's a bunch. I'm just going to say that. It's a bunch. It's a bunch of guys out there that don't want to date a woman with kids. And let me put this out there right now. It is okay to not want to date somebody with kids, man or woman. That's fine. It's part of the preferences that people have for what they want out of whoever they're dating.
I'm sorry. I have to call bullshit on that. Because that is just, I call bullshit mainly because most people who don't want to date, like, men or women with children, just automatically personalize them as, oh, they want to be a parent, or they're subsidizing as a parent. And me being, I don't know, it's probably because I'm young. Probably because I'm young and I still have these young thoughts that I just want to meet someone. That's it.
Hold on. Crazy. You said that with such angst.
Like, because
meet someone. There's no way you didn't open your hands up when you said that. There's no way you didn't throw your hands in the air when you said that. Meet someone. Jesus.
Nah. I mean, someone with money, please. But no, but people who think that dating people with kids, they're going to be automatically put into the role of parent. And that's not the case. That's why in most cases.
Some people don't think that, though. Some people think, some people are like, well, like I said earlier, some people just don't want to deal with drama from the other parent. Some people. But there's a large group of people, mostly guys, who just don't want to date a woman with kids because they just feel like, I just don't want to raise another man's kid. Mm-hmm. Like, simply put, how do I know this? Because I like to debate, and I like talking to people who disagree with me on stuff. And I saw one of my friends, I forget which friend it was, shared a post on Facebook. It was something to the effect of talking about women who already have kids and saying that they pretty much, and this is how most of them feel, saying that they pretty much, you know, they had their whole days where they just had sex with everybody they wanted. And they got that out of their system. And as a result of that, they ended up with one or more kids. And then after that, now that they're older and didn't have sex with all these guys, this is what the post pretty much said. Yeah. Now they didn't have sex with all these guys. Now they want to settle down and they want to pick a nice guy that they should have picked before. Once again, these are not my thoughts. This is just the gist of what I got from this post that was shared.
Because you got strippers.
And so it was shared from me. No. So I joined this. It was a post from a group on Facebook, but I don't think it was a closed group. I think it was a public group. No, it wasn't a stripper. It was guys. It was guys, and I joined the group just to see what they talk about and what they post and stuff like that. And a lot of it was, I'm gonna be honest, a lot of it was them saying, just talking shit about people like Sierra, who was with Future, and they got a, had a baby with Future, and then they broke up, and then she got with Russell Wilson, who is universally seen as, you know, the good guy, the nice guy.
Blame someone for the baggage they had. Like, no female, okay, you don't want to date. Okay, I'm okay with the fact that a person don't want to date a person with a kid. But you can't get mad at me if I say I don't want to date someone who lives with their moms or with their parents.
Some of them guys feel like that. Some of them guys feel like they the nice guy that always finish last. Like, they the nice guy, and then the girl pick the thug all the time or the bad guy all the time. And they end up getting pregnant and having kids with the bad guy. Then when the bad guy treat them bad, then they want to go back to the good guy. That's how they feel. And I think it's stupid. I think it's dumb. Because shit happened. And then they post stuff in there. This is how I ended up getting kicked out, too. Because I would comment on a lot of the different posts in there and just go, y'all, like, guys don't have a bunch of kids by somebody and then go on to the next person. Like, guys do that, too, man.
That's the complete opposite. Like, females get so much shit for one bad relationship. Wrong. Like, she dated... She like seeing Future and like Sierra. She didn't Future. She had one baby and then went with another dude. She a hoe. She a thought. Oh my gosh, she not loyal. Blah blah blah. But
yeah,
with Offset and Cardi B, he done fucked hoes. He been trying to get a threesome. He's been doing this. Oh, Cardi, you have to take him back. He needs to be forgiven for all the sins. He is very sad. And no, he done have 27 bodies of cheating. You made one? Oh no, you a slut, you a slore, you you just got like,
that's a new one. Yeah, slore.
You're a okay. Slore. Those are going way back to middle school ages.
That sounds terrible.
You a slore. You're deemed as a harlot. That's it. You wear that A on your chest because that's what they think. They slut shame you for something one bad. Literally, it could be one bad thing. You could be, let me talk, like, fucking, what is it? Tiny and T.I. She went out with, well, I don't know, her manager. No, she went out with someone that T.I. did not like. They didn't do anything sexual. Mm-hmm. They just went on like a little date or something. She didn't give him no goodies or nothing. T.I. slept with her freaking manager. He slept with Tiny's manager. And he's not in the wrong. Oh, you know I was at odds with this fellow. You should have never went on a date. You put your whole dick in a whole other female, but I can't say nothing. I'm the bad guy for eating food with another body? Like,
I mean, that's how it is. Today, people, in these days, people say things that totally do not make sense, but they somehow, some way, try to rationalize it. Like, that's the world we live in now.
It's like the scale from male to female is. And relationship-wise, male and female, just male gets everything they ever wanted. And females get the shitty hand of the stick. And that's the same thing with parenting, with being a mom or a dad.
Yeah.
Like...
But see, that's the reason why I like the fact that women are, like, women these days are kind of themselves out there. Like, you ever see one of them posts where it'll be like a drawing, people having sex. It might be an explicit drawing. It might not be that explicit, but it's two people having sex. And then somebody, most of the time it's a female or something, she'll post it and then the caption will just say, move.
Hey, I've seen those.
You've seen that before, seen right?
That's always a good mood.
To be fair, I'm kind of glad that women are doing stuff like that. I saw somebody post it or comment on something like that, saying, oh, women need to stop doing this. It's not ladylike or something like that. Man, no, absolutely not. They don't need to stop doing that. Because it's showing that women like sex just as much as guys do. And it
Thank
takes
you.
Two people to have sex. So it's not like the woman just, it's not like the woman just out there just, it's not like just because she posting that she's a whore. Like, being a whore ain't even, it's not even what most people think it is. It's like snitching. A lot of people don't even know what snitching is. They think just calling the police on a burglar in your neighbor's house is snitching. That ain't snitching. If you helping them, you get caught and, oh, he was doing it with me. That's snitching. And I believe I feel like a lot of people don't know what the word whore means. They just use it. Just, oh, you having sex with more than one guy? You're a whore or you're a slut. Like,
but guys,
because she was having sex, she wouldn't be saying shit.
They bad mouth, they baby mamas all the time. I have so many, Pop, you know me. I have nothing but guy friends. Like, because I don't get along with females most of the time. But guys bad mouth their baby mamas all the time. And I find it ridiculous because I'm like, this is the female you were sleeping with. The one you were tonguing down and doing stuff to her booty hole. And now she's a slut. She's a ooh, slut. Ooh, she's a whore.
You got a warning when
you
say stuff like
this
that.
Whole conversation.
So
I don't know what.
I pace sometimes when I talk. So I'm walking. I tripped up a little
but
bit.
I'm just saying,
that.
Like,
oh,
come on, you know, you see those posts all the time about how people do, how guys talk about what they're gonna do to the booty. I'm not with that craze. That's something that you see online all the time. But I'm just saying, niggas be doing like tonguing down people's buttholes, but the second y'all break up, oh, she's scum, she ain't shit. She could go, oh, she was just sucking my dick last night and she's sucking every other nigga's dick and da 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 da. And I'm be like, this is the one of you kids.
We looking at you, Kanye West. I'm looking at you.
That's funny. I can't. I'm dead. I needed to lay down because I'm already sick. I wasn't ready for that. nah. But I'm just... What?
All right, let's go to the next. Let's...
No, I'm just saying niggas bad mouth females way too much. And I'm like, this is the hoe you were kissing like 2 days ago. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so let's go to the next subject. That was a good one. I like that. So the next subject is going to be cheating. Since we kind of touched on it a little bit.
Yeah.
In that segment that we just had, cheating. Since I go first, since you know, I am a saint and I have never cheated. If I could,
look
I would
at that.
My
he just sprouted
right
wings
now and fly around right again and then come back.
They said,
I haven't cheated, but and I know every woman right now listening to this.
I'm rolling my eyes right now.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, but we'll.
But that is not to say that I have not. That is not to say that I have not had desires. That's not to say that I haven't been in a relationship with another woman.
That's
like, ooh,
not cheating.
Ooh, damn. All right now. It's not, but it ain't okay to say out loud when you with your old girl. It's not.
I would definitely you would slap in the fucking face. Slap in the face. I crotch punch because you're not paying attention. Slap slapping the face makes you pay attention to who's on the paper. I'm gonna hit you where it hurts. Just saying.
I have a theory about cheating. I think, like, women ask, why do you guys cheat? And I have shared this with a few women that I know personally. But women ask all the time, why do you guys cheat? Why? Some of them think they have the answer. Some of them are still searching for the answer. I think I know what it is.
I'm interested.
I'm going to share it with you today. Keep in mind, people, this is not the definitive truth. This is just my opinion. This is just my perspective on it. Guys cheating on women is like when women cheat on guys, there's usually a reason. Like, he ain't spending enough quality time with her. He's not taking care of his responsibilities. He may not be taking care of what he needs to do in the bedroom. See what I'm saying? It's always some type of reason. But when guys cheat, most of the time, it's just out of greed. Like, being at a restaurant or eating your food somewhere, and you already eating, you got a good plate of food right in front of you. It's everything you ever wanted right there. And you get ready to eat, and then you turn around, you see somebody else with something else. It's different, but it's great too. It's just as great as what you got.
You're like, the steak look good.
Now you want that too. You may even look over and go, hey man, let me get some of that. Yeah. Like, hold on. I'm gonna eat this steak, but let me get some of that shrimp too. Like, greedy. You got a woman that's just as good. You got a woman that's everything you ever wanted, and you see another woman that's just as good as that one. But now you want her too. You gonna go back to your woman. You gonna stay with your woman, do everything you want, everything you need to do. But you want to try the other woman too. That's pretty much what it is. It's just greedy. It's greedy. It's not okay. I don't want nobody thinking I'm saying it's okay. I don't need nobody hit me up. I don't need no woman hit me up. I heard your podcast yesterday. What you out here telling these men to cheat for? That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's okay.
But I feel like everyone
that's
gets
what it is. That's what causes it.
The difference between male and female. Not every. I'm not gonna, you know, be like every female is like this way because every female is different. But the difference between male and female. Females get greedy too. No lie. We see that shrimp. We see that.
Yeah. Everybody
exactly. We just don't act upon it. We see it and we're like, no, but I got something good over here. So I don't want to mess that up. That's like saying instead of it being, say it's a diner, but the diner policies is if you have a dip of someone else's food, your plate gets taken away. So, because that's pretty much what a relationship is.
Oh.
You do something wrong, you're not going to... Your plate is fucked up.
Yeah.
It's not... Exactly.
And then it's not guaranteed that you can keep what you get
and
out of her.
That plate that you just had a taste of might not be the best thing you ever had. So you got to be careful. You might... They grab a plate of someone else's plate and it's just some McDonald's.
Right.
So you going over to my McDonald's and you got a steak in front of you. And then now you fucked it up for some fries.
Yeah.
You fucked up for a little nibble of fries. Little nibble of fries.
See, the McDonald's fries is good as hell, though. Let me stop. And they good until you wait too long to eat them, and then they get cold and wrinkly. And
okay, you having that little nibble of fries, but would that fill you up? How long would that keep you fed? Oh, wait that.
Okay, we got some food now. I'm hungry.
Preaching, just letting you know from the back. But those in the back.
So would you take a guy? How often have you ever taken a guy back?
Yes, I have. One time? I've had. I have. But the only The reason why is because he was honest with me.
So what was,
and
what was
with
the reason
this
for this
situation that I was in, is that I was dating this dude. It's the only thug dude I ever dated in my life. Like, had a record. Like, I am A-plus student. Like, my credit score is, you would think I'm white. type shit. I have nothing on my record. I'm a good girl, you know. I dodge the cops. I respect the police. But, so...
Yeah, my name is Nikki Jackson. I married a black guy, so that's why my last name is Jackson and my first name is Nikki, but it's just a nickname. I'm not black, please.
But like,
I'm a black person, please.
Like, let's say I dated this dude and he like had a record or whatever. And me and my friend Cheyenne was cool with him. You know, we would chill together. And one day, because, you know, we were all buddy buddies. And then shit started to change. Cheyenne and my dude, like, my boyfriend wasn't cool anymore. I was just like, I don't understand this. Come to find out, he told me, like, they had sex. Like, literally, like, they fucked. And at that moment, she was at my house. Like, she used to spend the night at my house and would chill and everything. And I was just like, so... this fake asshole sleeping with my man, sleeping with my man, and staring at my face all buddy buddy, thinking this shit is cool. I took his side mainly because I liked the fact that he was honest with me, that he came forward to me with honesty, and I was like, okay, not saying that I didn't put it past me. Because he did cheat it again, and then I cheated on him and then broke up with him because I don't believe in cheating. I don't believe in cheating. I do believe in revenge. I believe solely in revenge. But, yeah. Plus, I cheated on him with Cheyenne, my best friend, which ate my pussy, so, yeah. Payback's a bitch.
So much for me making sure kids can listen to this.
First of all, yeah.
So that
first of all,
know,
kids should not be listening to adult dating. No, you should be wary of your kids.
But guys, you heard that right? Like, she said that he was honest with her. I don't know. I think most guys are worried about... I've never cheated, but I have done some things in relationships that I'd be like, oh, if I tell her this, she'll probably break up with me. You know what I'm saying? And if cheating, I would say it's like that. And if you a guy and you cheated on your girl and your girl don't know, every guy that has cheated, I've noticed. I've never cheated, but I know this has happened. They have thought about telling her. Like, what if I tell her? What would happen? They thought about it. And 9 times out of 10, I already know they probably think, well, if I tell her I cheated, she's gonna be mad.
Probably.
Pissed off. And she's gonna break up
with
me.
That probably happened.
For some women, that's true. But the thing is, it's no matter if she break up with you or not, it's infinite. Everything after that, after she finds out, is gonna be infinitely worse if you don't say nothing. Because the number one thing she's gonna say is, oh, look how I had to find out. It didn't come from you, it came from this other source. I saw you riding around with her in your car. My friend said they saw you out at some restaurant with some girl. I caught you in my bed or something like that. Like,
I'm just saying,
it's always going to be worse.
9 out of 10% of people who are cheating, that their spouse already knows that they're cheating. They are okay with the fact that they're cheating because they're probably also cheating. 2 are building up to get enough evidence to prove that you are cheating. Because the world where if you go to confront your significant other about their actions, they automatically be like, oh, so you are crazy. You're crazy. You always think that I'm cheating. You're always thinking that I'm messing around. Where's your proof? So now we have to be FBI agents. Dusting fingerprints and pulling evidence bags out. I'm just saying. I'm that person that I already, like, if I go up to someone, if I'm dating someone and I already suspect one, guys, I don't know if it's just females or males or I don't know what's going on, but you could tell people start acting different. People automatically start acting different. They act weird. They act weird. They act crazy. Not crazy. They're not distant, but they act different. Like things that they normally don't do, they start doing, or things that they're not used to doing. I make a big thing out of a decimal point. I swear to God, I'm that person. So I'm like, you didn't used to dry your dishes after you wash them. You used to just put them in the dishwasher. Who taught you that? you never had two washcloths. You always have one. Who bought you that second washcloth? And now you got facial. I'm curious. What's making you do those things? You never used to like this position. Now all of a sudden, you ain't watching the new porn. You like the same thing done to you since you were freaking 16 years old. Now all of a sudden you want to try this move. Oh no, something's different. I'm gonna find out. I make a
Why are you scratching the right side of your head? You usually scratch the left side. What's going on?
That's so crazy.
Who is she?
No,
who is she, Clarence?
Because first of all,
who is she? Who is this slut that got you scratching the right side of your head?
I probably sound like one of those crazy females, but I would be that type of female that would recognize certain shit. So with me, you better either A, be really good, not even really good. You better A, be a psychopath that has OCD and do the same thing every day. Or B, don't cheat. Point blank, period. Just don't cheat. And I'm pretty sure B is the easiest way out, unless you're already a psychopath that has OCD. Because... my opinion.
I don't know. Hopefully, all the guys that listen to my podcast.
I'm not saying guys go out there and have OCD because it's not a fun thing to have. Take it from me, who has to live with people who don't like to put shit in the same place or listen to any rules. It's a headache. And it's not something that you could just grow on. Like, you can't just be like, okay, wake up, I have OCD. Yeah, today I have OCD. That's not how things work. My question for you, Pop, because you're a dude, what do you specifically like narrative as cheating? Because I feel like guys, they have a fine line of what they think what cheating and not cheating is. Like, if I DM a girl, it's not cheating, you know, she'll send her some pics here and there, that's not cheating. Like,
well, me personally, I don't know if I'm the best person to ask this because I think differently than most guys. Like, I actually use my brain. I know of a lot of guys that, you know, don't. they just
Not.
I don't know what they be. They be thinking with their shoulders or something. I don't know. But, but me personally, it's like there's cheating, and then there's signs of cheating, and a lot of people treat the signs of cheating when they find the signs of cheating. They treat those
that person
like the cheating itself. See what I'm saying? Like if I'm with like a guy will be like be late at night and a girl will like his girl him and his girl be in the bed and she'll get a call from somebody. All he has to know is that it's a guy that's not in her family and not like her boss or something like that calling her, and automatically 100% she cheating on him with that dude.
I would not even put it past him. If that was my friend, if that was my brother, I swear to, if that was my brother and his girl got a call like 3 o'clock in the morning and it was an A family member, B boss, and she worked at some company that is probably just got burnt to the ground. Or what is it? Long lost relatives that have been twice removed. Yeah. It is not one of those three things. Uh-uh. Oh no. Oh no. Who the hell is calling you? Don't answer that phone. That's my answer. That'd be so, to the girl, don't answer that phone. It's not that important. They'll leave a boy.
Yeah, so it's like you don't even have to know. It's like, as far as he know, it could be like, I don't know. I don't tell him who it could be. It could be a fucking wrong number. And he would be like, oh, so you cheating on me with wrong number now, huh? Otherwise, why is he calling you at 2 in the morning? Like,
is that how we snap? How we snap? No. No, but it sounds like something a female would say. It sounds like something we would say. Oh, so that's the wrong number? Oh, yeah. I see. So you got wrong number calling you at booty call hours? Because everyone knows booty call. You can't tell me no one on this, like, even just America, because I don't know about other countries, because we're very, very sheltered about sex and everything. But everyone knows in America from 10 p.m.
Yeah.
to at least 6 a.m. is booty call hours. Between that time frame, you are trying to get some booty. If I haven't talked to you in like years, I haven't talked to you in 3 years and you hit me up at midnight, nah. I'm not answering, bro.
But see, that's what we guys treat like symptoms of cheating as cheating itself. He don't have to know nothing else about this situation. All he knows is a guy calling her at a late hour, and bam, she cheated. But to me, cheating is, of course, sexual intercourse. Don't be having sex with my girl. These are all the things that I consider cheating. Don't be having sex with my girl. Don't be kissing on my girl. Don't be hugging my girl from behind. What else? Don't be calling my girl. Yo, I don't play that work wife stuff. No.
No. No, none of that.
She's not your work wife. She is just Carol to you. Not your work wife. Don't be calling my girl at all times of the night unless there's something going on. Don't be trying to invite my girl out to no dinner. Like, I understand girls have guy friends, like best friends. I know a few girls who I've dated, a few women who I've dated, who have male best friends. And let me put this out there. I trust 100% of the time. I trust if I'm with you and we dating or we're together, that means that I trust you 100% because I wouldn't be with you if I didn't trust you completely. So if you go out,
you're one of the few, because
so she could be like,
as you know, I have all female friends, and most people automatically sleep with my male friends, and I'm like, nah.
Yeah, but the thing is, I've had a few female friends that have been like, you know, I'm going out, you know, me and my best friend who is a guy are going out, you know, we're gonna go out and eat, you know what I'm saying? And I'll probably be at work or doing something else, and I'll be like, all right, well, have fun, you know what I'm saying? Because number one,
yeah, you're
right. If you with somebody and they're gonna cheat on you, you can't stop it. You cannot stop it. There is nothing you can do to stop them from cheating. They will find a way. It will happen. So, yeah, I'm not saying cheating will happen, but it will happen if they want it to happen. If they want to cheat on you, they're going to cheat on you. So, ain't no point in worrying about it. Just deal with it. If you see it happen, or you see signs of it, then deal with that. But normal shit like going out to eat and stuff, that's cool. I mean, I don't care about that because ain't nothing I can do about that. But it's one thing when they friends and they know each other already. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I don't do. If I'm with you and you got a friend of yours, no matter if it's man or woman, and you've been friends with them since before you even knew I existed, then that's your friend. I'm not going to tell you, no, you can't be friends with that person. No. No. But even if it's somebody that you met after me, that's still your friend. But as a guy, if it's not a friendship that has existed already, in my mind, you can invite her out to eat. At least not without me. You better invite me out too. You better make sure both our schedules are free. I come too. Because you know what I'm saying? You don't want to put yourself in that kind of compromising position like that for no reason. There's no reason to do that. There's no reason to make it look like. Because everybody knows what that looks like.
A jealous boyfriend.
And there's no reason for that to look that way.
So for me, cheating, I would say, like, cheating for my level would be mentally and could possibly physically, because there's, like how you said, that the progress of cheating, like you're thinking about it, because you know, females as we are, we're thinkers, we don't act on certain things. So before we do the cheating, there we have to have a reason, like you said, we have to have a reason. And so if it gets to the point that we're acting upon it, we already cheated, we already talked to this person, we already got connected with this person, we already are connected on a personal level, where that we feel like that this person is going to satisfy the needs that our significant other isn't satisfying at the moment. So for me, that is mentally cheating. Like, if you're texting someone and y'all texting back and forth, blah, 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 and I see long list of messages going through Facebook back and forth, some lovey-dovey, okay, babe, to me, that's cheating. You're cheating. It might not be physical. I don't care if she lives in Australia. Don't call my baby. He's not your boo. He is not daddy. Should not be doing nothing on a personal level. It should be, if y'all are friends, it should be sticking to conversations where everyone could read it, for one. I should be able to say it in front of family members or friends. And secondly, there should not be anything sexual. There should be no sexual in it. Unless you have a question about if a pimple on your butthole is dangerous, and I'll gladly hop in his mail and say you should probably get professional advice and see a doctor. That's just me. So it's mentally and also physically cheating on my...
discussing with a doctor. That don't sound...
I'm just saying, if you want to send nudes and stuff, I'd be like, no. I'm sorry, he's not your gynecologist. He shouldn't be seeing anything. If he's not your doctor, he's not seeing anything. That's person. I look through everything. I'm that open to the point that I would, because I don't know, people want to look through my phone. The last relationship that I was in, he constantly wanted to look through my phone, and I was like, okay, that's fine. If you find, I'll let them know. If you find something you don't like, that's on you. I'm not cheating or anything, but I'm just saying, I happen to like hentai. If you don't find something you don't like, that's your, that's a personal problem. But I think it should be reciprocated, and I think cheating is on both levels. Cheating is mentally and also physically. So, yeah. Yep. Need to stop.
Signs. Not the ones on the street, but signs that people give to other people, signs or signals, if you will.
I hate hints so much, mainly because I can't take any hints. I'm not that person who could take like subtle hints. I'm terrible at taking.
I am exactly the same. I've been telling people my whole adult life, like, look, tell me what you want to tell me straight up. Don't give me no signs. Don't give me no hints. Because I'm probably going to miss that shit. And you're going to be mad. And you're going to think I don't care. Tell me. You want me to take the trash out? Tell me to take the trash out. You want to go out with me this night? Tell me you want to go out with me this night. Don't be throwing hints. Because that's a risk. You keep messing with me and you be taking that risk. And you won't be doing that February 14th. Somebody be like, well, what you and your girl doing? Oh, she said, I don't know, man. She ain't telling me. She probably don't want it.
Oh, God, that's funny. Now, I'm the same way. I can't take no hints. Don't sneak on the fact that, oh, I like you. Please, if you gotta tell me you like me, tell me you like me. Because I don't take hints at all.
Yeah.
I don't take hints at all. I can't take no hints. I am conversationalist.
Go ahead.
No, I'm a conversationalist, so most people think like my niceness and me just talking the way I normally talk to people is my way of flirting. But I'm not a flirt. I'm very hermit in the house.
Yes.
Well, I'm conversationalist, but yeah, I'm not a flirter. So, no, I can't take comments. Tell me if you like me. Because I don't know.
Let me tell you a story. Now, this is me when I was younger. I was like a teenager. I was like 17 or 18 years old. I was playing basketball one day, and I needed a haircut. So a friend of mine gave me a ride to the barbershop to go get a haircut. I got the haircut, right? Keep in mind, I got picked on when I was in school. I was told I was ugly and stuff like that. So at this point, people, like women, were starting to tell me that I was starting to look at me and say, you know, you look good, like you look handsome, you're a nice looking guy. And I did not know how to take that. I didn't know what to do. So I got my hair cut and I called my ride back and told him to come pick me up. And I'm standing there. I just used the phone. I hung the phone up in the barbershop. And just like most barbershops, especially in the South, there's a hair salon in the back. And so one of the hairstylists come out of the back and she looked at me and she was like, you look good. I said, thank you. She said, this is a nice haircut. I said, thank you. Thank you so much. And she was like, so I almost made me want to give you my number. This is exactly what I did. I was like, oh, well, thank you. And then turned around and walked out. She probably thought I found her disgusting. But I really just did not know. I did not know that she was flirting with me. I didn't know. And I look older, as people say back then and now, I didn't have no hair on my face. So I probably looked old as hell to her. She probably didn't even know I was like 18. Because she looked like she was about in her mid to late 20s. And, yeah, and I was oblivious. I'm not as oblivious now. I'm not that bad now. But it's not that I'm not that far away from it. Like, I was terrible. Shit went right over my head.
But I can tell you the same thing happened. Like, there was this dude that used to always pick on me. Like, a couple of dudes used to always pick on me. I literally thought I grew up as, like, an ugly duckling. Like, because I was always called ugly and no one liked me. And so when we graduated, everything, cute dude and everything. He was like, I met him in a grocery store and he was like, I always had a crush on you. I was like, what? Since when? Mm-hmm. You picked on me. You called me ugly. I was ugly. I always got cracked on. I was like the person who sat in the back and, you know, didn't pay attention to nobody because I was in my own world. Mm-hmm. But so he was like, yeah, I always had a crush on you. I was like, these lies. Blasphemy. Where are these signs? I don't understand these signs. The same thing with guys talking about, oh, yeah, they like you when they, like, talk to you a lot or they'll send you messages and stuff like that. If they constantly always checking up on you. And I was like, isn't that what people are supposed to just do? You know? Is that not supposed to be like a human reaction? Like, hey, you know, I met a friend. We should, you know, continuing on getting contact with each other. I'm not going to meet someone and be like, you know what? I'll see you in 2 years.
I mean, that's what I thought. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe you're supposed to say to set a date. Maybe your developing light for someone is supposed to develop as slowly as making a movie.
Probably. I'm just saying, that's exactly how it is for me, because I can't take no hints. I'm not that person who, I can't confront people. Like, even if you are giving me hints that you like me, I'm not that person who acts upon those hints. So even if I see them, I'd be like, yeah, I'm walking. I'm probably either being like, yep, that conversation was nice. Walk away.
And then say walk away as you walk away. And you just walk off.
I'm like, literally, and this was even recently, when I was getting my phone fixed because I got a new phone. I got a new phone, so I need a new SIM card to go with my new phone because my other SIM card was locked to my old phone. So I go to Sprint, sexy ass, just gorgeous, handsome black dude, just very attractive.
Okay, you can stop now. Just go ahead. The story.
Very good.
Trying to paint the picture for all the women in the audience.
Yes, he's very, you know, tall, black, and handsome. So
that don't mean start again. Go ahead.
But you know, everyone knows that getting your phone repaired does not take 2 seconds. Everyone knows that. You're going to be sitting there for a good 15, 20 minutes. So I'm over here twiddling my thumbs, trying to look for something to distract me in this Sprint store that has nothing. And nothing. Lots of nothing. I'm like, yeah, that's nice. Making conversation. Okay. That's nice. And he's like, oh, yeah. He said something about his number. You should, like, try to work the phone. Maybe text me. I was like, okay, that's nice. I was like, yep, it works. Okay, bye.
Ooh. My heart. Ooh.
But while I was leaving, me being the nerd I am, I try to exit the wrong way. So I push the door on the wrong end. I was just like, oh my God, I can't fumble anywhere. Like, I can't just make a normal exit. God damn it. Like, Like, I know how nervous I am. One, the fact that, of course, I'm already flustered because I have to sit here and make conversation with someone who clearly attracts the eye, and now I have to exit not looking weird. And I clearly did that. And I know he's staring at me like this damn fool.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the way you curved him like that, he probably wasn't paying no attention anyway.
No, I look back. He was definitely looking. He definitely saw my embarrassment, and I was just like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go cry in my car now." About to
I can see you about to leave, and then you hit the door, and you're like, "Oh!" And you stop and turn and look. He's still there. You're like, "Shit!"
That's literally that went through my head. I'm just like, "Damn it, why?" Why can't you work? You entered this store one way. You should know how you exit. Damn it, brain. Come on. I'm just like,
but I understand why women use hints, because they want a guy to get to know them. So they use hints. You know what I'm saying? They like, okay, well, let me help you since you don't know. And I'm gonna throw this hint out there. You know, I actually like it in northern states, or in pretty much every other state except for like every other region of the country except for in the South. Because if a woman likes a guy, she'll just give him her number in most other states. But in the South, every woman gets taught and raised by her mothers and grandmothers and aunts and people like that to not be so fast. And if you don't know, fast is like, basically, that's a way of telling a young girl that she a slut. But she a young girl, so you don't say that to her. So you just tell her, stop being so fast. Sit your left ass tail down, stuff like that. And
that way too often.
They tell them that the guy is supposed to come to them. The guy is supposed to come to them. But it's like, there's a conundrum there for women in the South. It's like, okay, well, I want this guy. Let's just use the guy from your story just now. Let's just use him. They want him. But he may not know that they want him. So now they got to come up with creative ways to get his attention and make him notice him.
Like a science experiment. It's like waiting to go wrong.
They got to do stuff like always talk to him. Like if you was in the South, and like if that guy was down here and he was at a Sprint store down here, that store would probably make so much money because it'd be so many women going in there buying stuff just to see him, just to be able to talk to him and stuff. Go outside, break their phone, go back inside. Hey, my phone broke. Could you fix it, please?
Yeah, probably. Like, probably.
You go in there every 5 minutes instead of just going in there and going, hey, you know, would you like to get together sometime? Here's my number. You should call me. You know what I'm saying? And be done with it in like 5 minutes.
I wish I was that bold. I don't understand how people are that bold. I wish I had that. I don't know.
Guys do it. We have to be that way. We have to be that way. Because you got to think about it. As a guy, think about how much rejection. As many guys as you probably told no to, that's how many women a guy has probably tried to talk and tried to get with, or tried to get whose number they tried to get. Like, I didn't start really talking to women until I was like, what, 20, 21? 20, 21, somewhere around in there. And I started realizing, like, damn, man, guys, we really playing the law of averages. We really just like, if I talk to 20 girls, if I ask 20 girls for their number, I should actually get the number from at least 5. So that's a good ratio right there. It's like 15 no's and 5 yeses. Like, that's good. You know what I'm saying? That's how we playing it. For some guys, it's like 5 no's and 15 yeses. You know?
So we
come up with, when you get no a lot, you come up with some pretty creative ways to get a girl number. Sometimes you just walk into them and ask. Sometimes it's just like how I just told you. Hey, you know, I just want to know, if you want to get together sometime, grab a drink, grab a bite to eat, watch a movie or something like that, get to know each other. You know, could I call you sometime? And then after that, you just wait for the yes or the no. That's it. Sometimes it's easy to just be real slick about it. I did this shit one day. I was in California. I walked by a girl.
It's probably easier to be slicker.
I did this shit in California one time. I walked by a girl and dropped my phone. Oh, shit. I didn't mean to drop my phone like that. But since I got it out, you might put your number in it. So you mind doing that? Yeah, that didn't work either. But... that shit did.
I would have ticket. Yeah, I would be like, oh, I would just thought you were giving out free phones. So you say I can't keep this?
No. No, you so oblivious. You probably would have handed it back. No, you did, man. Put a case on it or something, man. Make sure it don't break. Yeah, walked off.
That would be me. That's not exactly. I'd be like, yeah, okay. I drop these all the time. I get it. Clumsy out here. Phones are flimsy. There you go. Have a good day.
but then too, hints play an important part with women when you dating a guy, and it's like you dating a guy and you throwing hints, but instead of you throwing hints instead of just actually telling him how you are, what you like, what you don't like, stuff like that. You know, I don't know. I get it. People are different. Some people don't do it that way. Some people like doing it a different way. Me personally, I like just, I'm not going to sit down and just do the 20 questions thing. Like, I ask certain things that need to be asked when I meet somebody and I'm dating them. But for the most part, I want to talk to you, get to know you that way, see how you are when I'm around you and stuff like that, and learn. And then there are some things that I feel like you have to be told. Like, you gotta tell me this, or else I don't know. You gotta tell me if you allergic to flowers. I think I need to know that, because you don't want to get that wrong.
Yeah, I agree. Like, no, to me, I feel like certain hints can be pretty obvious. Like, okay, you're a gamer. I would get that you're a gamer. One, you probably have a PS4, a 360. You're always on your game. One, you would let me know you're always on the game. If I'm asking, what you doing? Oh, just playing on my Xbox. That's something it's not something that's crazy. I'd be like, oh, that's a hit I was never notified of. No, it's pretty obvious. That was pretty obvious. I had a dude that was like, oh, he gave me subtle hints about he was an NA. And if you don't know what NA is, it's Narcotics Anonymous, meaning that you used to do the drugs, but are like...
Good job, grandma.
You used to do the drugs, and you try to stop. And now you're in like a little rehabilitation group called Narcotics Anonymous. The thing is, see, my mom's in NA, so I kind of know about it, but not really. So he was like, well, he gave me subtle hints. I was like, subtle hints, like what? Because I think that's something you should tell someone. You can't subtly hint, oh, I'm in AA. I do coke. Like, you can't
hint that. I'm in CA, man. It's Coke Anonymous. Yeah.
No, that's not something you can't totally. He was like, oh, I suddenly.
I used to do cocaine on the weekend.
He would tell me, like, oh, I should have realized that we would go out to drink and he wouldn't drink. I'd be like, we'd go out and I have two drinks and we would leave. Or he has like his little NA keychain on him. And he'd be like, I have these keychains everywhere. Yeah, like I'm personally trying to look at your keychains. Like, these aren't something. It's not like you grabbed your keys and was like, hey, look at these keys.
That's a little heavy-handed. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Like, he should have just sat you down and just, you know, just so you know. I used to do, you know, drugs. And but I'm in a treatment facility, you know, trying to straighten it out. So I'm in NA, Narcotics Anonymous. Like, that type of stuff you can just tell somebody straight.
Exactly.
Up.
That's nothing you can hint. Plus I don't take hints well, so obviously I would have
this is my Narcotics Anonymous keychain. Oh yeah, I need a keychain too. Where you get it from? Walmart? I need to get one of them.
I probably would be like, being that my mom's in it, I would get if he said he's in it in A, but he was like, you know, I got these keychains. I'd be like, they're all different colors for each year I've been clean. And I'd be like, oh, you clean yearly? Oh, wow. You get awards for that?
Oh, my God.
Wow. I need some keychains too, because, you know, I've been cleaning for a while too. Not fair. Women do not get no benefits. But I think
sound like you need to be in OA, Oblivious Anonymous.
I'm just kidding.
But I don't never know when the meeting is. When people talk about the meeting, you be like, "Oh, meeting? Who we meeting? Where we going?"
I probably would have thought it was a business meeting. See, if he talked about a meeting, I'd be like, I would have thought business. I work in an office, so we have meetings all the time. I'm not going to automatically think, oh, this is a, you know, recovery meeting. No, I'm thinking business. Think of make that money, discuss business in that meeting. At least my question automatically for in that meeting, did you get shit done? Did you get the results? Did you get the results you were in there for? Which probably, most likely... with that conversation.
You be sounding so sarcastic. Did you get shit done? Did you get it done? Did you get the results?
You were asking for a meeting. I don't know. To me, in meetings, they're always something that could have been done in an email. Every meeting is most likely, you could have sent it to me in an email. It didn't have to be a whole meeting where we have to sit down. You just send it to an email. So I'd be like, did you get the results you were looking for in that meeting?
Stop saying results like that. Did you get the results?
Because did it come to, you know, satisfactory results? Satisfactory outcome?
But I feel like women put a lot of emphasis on, maybe a little too much emphasis on hints. You be throwing hints. A lot of times y'all don't give us enough credit that we can successfully be in a relationship with you without hints. And then on top of that, some women give hints at times where you should just be telling us outright. Like, just tell me this. Tell me what your favorite color. Well, maybe not your favorite color. That can probably be figured out if you're the type of person that wear your favorite color a lot. But for things that are not apparent, just say it. I think the issue is trying to figure out what's apparent and what's not apparent.
Well, I feel like a lot of people have that, I don't know, it's hard for people to just automatically know the differing, to defer the fact of what they should hint and what they should not hint. Like, something that someone should tell you opposed to something they hint. Like, if you know that you want to get married, I feel like that's something you can hint, but that's also, that should be at least in a conversation, like, do you believe in marriage? But if you got that all out the way and y'all been together for a while, hints will pop up. I'm not going to automatically walk up to you and be like, hey, we need to get this done. We've been together for a while. We've been together for a while. When are you going to propose to me? That's not something, that's something that's going to automatically pop up. We give hints because I feel like, even in that scenario, I feel like the guy automatically feels that's his role. That he should propose, that it should be his idea, his idea that this came into play, even though we're sliding things like, you know, bridal magazines everywhere and wedding rings are popping up on your browser history. Random, you know, ads are coming up on Facebook about wedding dates and shit. Like,
yeah, I was just talking about this, and then it popped up on Facebook.
Odd, but because you know Google's watching. But just saying, if you didn't know, you're being watched.
No, no lie. I was going over to somebody's house one day, and I went to she wanted some. I asked if she wanted me to bring anything to drink. She was like, "Bring some Cayman Jack." I swear to God, all I did was we was texting each other through Facebook, and we just typed in Cayman Jack, and I went to the store and got the Cayman Jack. Now I cannot stop seeing Cayman Jack ads. But it's all I see. I'm just like, bro, I typed that shit in a Facebook search. Not a Facebook search, a Facebook message, a messenger message.
Yep.
And now it's just Cayman Jack ads all over fucking Instagram. Not even the same app. Not even the same social media site.
That's exactly how I felt when I was like, I'm gonna schedule my trip and also learn like Korean. When I tell you nothing popped up before, because you know, I wasn't learning languages before I started learning languages. So when I started downloading apps,
because that makes sense.
Because it does. You know, before I wasn't learning any different type of languages before I started learning languages. It does make sense. When I started downloading like freaking Rosetta Stone and Memrise and other language learning apps, shit started popping up all over Instagram, Facebook. Like, oh, you should download Bumble. It'll help you learn like Italian and Spanish. And I'm like, first of all, I'm not even learning Spanish. I'm learning Korean. All these apps are mainly based off of like German, Spanish, Italian. Like, I'm like, nobody wants to learn Korean for one. That's not a language that people choose to learn. Most languages people choose to learn is because they have background on it, so they could, you know, communicate with family members.
Yeah.
Or two, for travel. And I'm doing, like, I do it for travel because, you know, no one visits Korea and it's the safest place in the world to travel to. So why not? Why not?
South Korea.
South Korea.
But yeah, back on subject though. I don't know. I said everything I wanted to say about that. People need to know what needs to be hinted at and what needs to be just said outright.
If you want to get some good hints, work for Google. They'll give you some great hints.
On that note, I'm gonna end the show for the night. I promise y'all, I'm gonna have music and stuff. I'm gonna have intro music and stuff ready next time. If it's not this time, I'm back using this setup. I'm back using this Anchor app to broadcast and stuff. You can find this podcast on pretty much anything. I'm gonna post it on Facebook. It's on Spotify. I think it's on Apple Podcasts too. I'm pretty sure the app told me the other day to tap me on the show. Hey motherfucker, now you're shit on Apple Podcasts. on Twitter, I'm putting the link for this on Twitter. So if you click the link, it's gonna send you straight to the Anchor to be able to listen to it. I think there's like a little button on the podcast where you can like hit a button and it's like an applause. So please give me an applause or whatever. If you enjoyed it, tell your friends to listen to it. Thank you, Nikki, for talking with me. Me and Nikki are friends on Xbox Live, and we pretty much have these same conversations on Xbox.
Yeah, I'm pretty much an honest person all the time. So, you know, you can follow me, too. I'm on here. I'm going to probably not do anything, but you can follow me.
Oh, now they can follow you. A while ago, you didn't want me to say your whole name. Don't say my whole name. The folks like it.
Before I can even say, don't say my whole name.
We had a whole discussion before I even started recording. And you didn't say nothing about it. Don't use my whole name. You didn't say that. You gotta let me know these things ahead of time. See what I'm saying? That's what I was just talking about. You gotta let me know that. That's something you gotta tell me.
I'm sorry.
I just said this.
Because you never call me by my full name. I just automatically assume that you call me on a... Like, I don't call you Larry Merchant.
Well, that's because I was introducing you to the listeners. That's why I said, that's when I say your whole name. Just in case they want to follow you on, like, Facebook or something like that and get, and you know, get the Facebook post form of this. of you being honest and open and stuff.
I
just in case they want that. But yeah, we're gonna you're probably gonna end up being my main guest host. You're probably not gonna even be a guest host no more. You're probably just gonna be the regular guest host.
Regular host, you mean?
This went on permanent host. This went on pretty smoothly, so I kind of like that. It just went without a hitch, you know, other than not having no intro music. But appreciate y'all for listening, and I'll see y'all the next time we decide to record a podcast, which is probably going to be tomorrow.
Hey. So,
good night.